Hello and welcome to the Lower Croft Primary School podcast. We are so glad you have joined us for another episode. I'm Amelia.
I'm Oakley.
I'm Oscar.
And we'll be your host today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout-outs from around our amazing school. A warm big welcome to all our listeners, whether you're listening from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you.
Here's what's coming up in today's episode. A roundup of the latest school news, an exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course, we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
We have reached the end of another school year and a full year of the Lower Croft podcast. We want to thank you all for listening. We've had some great highlights interviewing the Mayor of Bury, talking with new staff, sharing all your incredible achievements on the Student Spotlight segment, and hearing from so many of our children about life at the school. We are looking forward to our summer off, but we hope you join us listening to the podcast from September. But before that, let's get on with this final episode. We'll begin, as always, with our breaking news section.
Our Year 6 pupils had an amazing time on their residential trip to Robin Wood, taking part in a wide range of exciting activities and challenges. They showed great courage and determination throughout the trip. The heights of the zip wire to staying away from home, the visit provided them many opportunities for them to step outside of their comfort zones. It was wonderful to see them embracing every challenge with enthusiasm and positive attitude. We are incredibly proud of their behaviour, with all the group leaders commenting on what a fantastic group of children they were. Well done, Year 6.
Our Year 6 pupils put their business skills into action as they hosted their enterprise projects sale. And what a success it was. Through their hard work and determination, they made an incredible 683 profit. There was a fantastic range of skills on offer, including a sponge target, arcade games, lucky dips, multi-sports challenges, tropical themed fruit kebabs and smoothies, scoop and spin activities, pick and mix stalls, and much more. The playground was full of excitement and eager customers. A huge thank you to all of the parents and families who supported the event.
A huge well done to our Year 5 boys football team, who earned themselves a place in the Year 6 football finals. In the finals, the boys faced some very strong opposition. They represented Lower Croft brilliantly throughout the tournament. Competing against all older pupils was a fantastic achievement, and we are proud of the way the team took part.
Our Lower Croft athletics team represented the school brilliantly. We were delighted to see some fantastic successes with medals won in the Year 3, 4 and Year 5, 6 girls and boys 600 metres, the Year 5 and 6 girls 75 metres, the Year 3 and 4 girls 60 metres and the Year 5 and 6 boys shot put. These are wonderful achievements and a reflection for everyone's hard work and commitment. A huge thank you to all the parents who came along to support the event, and to Mr. Moss for his contribution to the team's success. Well done to our tennis teams, who represented Lower Croft brilliantly at the recent tournament held. Our Year 3 and 4 team played well to finish in fourth place, while our Year 6 team produced an outstanding performance to secure second place. Well done to everyone involved on another fantastic sporting achievement.
We would also like to say a huge thank you to Bupa for their generous £2,000 donation to Lowcroft. We are also incredibly grateful to Mrs. Austin, a Year 6 parent who kindly nominated the school for this award. This donation will contribute towards our ongoing fundraising to further enhance our provision for children with additional needs, including our ambition to create a dedicated sensory room. A huge congratulations to our Year 6 pupils on two fantastic performances of Oliver. It was wonderful to see their confidence grow with each performance as they took to the stage. Well done to every member of the cast and everyone behind the scenes who helped make the performance such a success. We are incredibly proud of you all.
Sports Day was a fantastic success, and despite the very warm weather, everyone showed great enthusiasm throughout the event. From reception through to Key Stage 2, every child took part in a range of traditional races, including the sprint, egg and spoon, and sack race. We even persuaded some of the staff to take part this year. The parents' race also proved to be highly competitive, providing plenty of entertainment. Well done to all who took part, and congratulations to our winners. We are also very grateful to the PTA for providing refreshments to keep everyone cool. It was fantastic to see how many spectators cheering from the sidelines too. So thank you. That's all for breaking news this week. Now it's our hot seat time.
In our hot seat interview this week, we are honoured to welcome James Frith, our local member of the Parliament, onto the podcast. He has been visiting our wonderful school and has kindly agreed to answer a few questions for us. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. And what a lovely school and what brilliant students you are.
What made you decide that you wanted to become an MP?
Well, I like being able to be in a position where I can help others. And whilst there's a lot of jobs that you get to help others, like your teachers or doctor or somebody responsible for people at work, being a Member of Parliament is a real privilege, and you can help huge amounts of people in many different ways. And so whether that's on health or education or funding or projects for the town or helping people get what they need and where they need to be, it's the best job in the world for me, and I love doing it. So the minute I got the chance to do it, I did.
What does a typical day look like for you?
There is yet to be much of a typical day, but a lot of the time that when I'm in Bury is going to schools and visiting students and speaking to teachers or visiting businesses or going round the high street or visiting shops and people that are at work that perhaps want my attention for something or want me to congratulate a member of their team or hand out some certificates. Or it might be meeting individuals who've got problems in their family life, or they've got problems with the health of their member of their family, or indeed themselves, that they need help with. So there's a great range of activity as a Member of Parliament, and that's just the work in the constituency. What I also do is work in Parliament as a Member of Parliament for Bury in Westminster, as well as I'm now also a minister in the government in two different departments. So I've got rather a lot of hats, and sometimes I get a bit confused about which hat I'm wearing and where, but it's a very, very, very varied profession, and I love doing it.
If you could give one piece of advice to primary school children about their future, what would it be?
try to say yes more than you say no, and don't rule anything out.
Thank you so much, James, for joining us on the podcast and answering our questions. We hope you enjoyed visiting us, and we have loved welcoming you onto the Lowcroft Primary School podcast.
Well, thank you all very much for having me. You're a credit to yourselves and your school, and this, I think, is the first school-based podcast I have appeared on. So thank you very much for having me.
Now we are going to have a special segment from our amazing Year Sixes.
They are going to share something that they are going to miss about being in Team Lowcroft.
The thing at Lowcroft that I would miss is my buddies, because I enjoyed playing with them.
The thing I'll miss about Lowcroft is the wonderful teachers that encourage us to be better.
My favourite memory is when me and Sam played dinosaurs in reception.
My favourite memory at Lowcroft is when I joined and my first friend took me and introduced me to everyone.
My favourite memory at Lowcroft was winning the football tournament in Year 4.
My favourite moment from Lowcroft is meeting all my friends, because I enjoyed every moment of being with them.
The thing I miss about Lowcroft is my friends not going to the same high school as me.
My favourite memory of Lowcroft was meeting my buddy, because I could look after them and help them.
My favourite memory from Lowcroft is when I went to Robin Wood with my friends, especially when I slept over.
My favourite thing that I will miss about Lowcroft is the teachers, because they've really helped me ever since I joined.
My favourite memory of Lowcroft was when we went to Robin Wood and then I was on the giant swing with Erin, and Erin didn't want to go to the max like high. But anyway, she went to the max high and then she was about to cry.
Each week our student spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of Team Lowcroft who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw or by email to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Frank in year six went on a county cup finals with Lancashire Tennis recently. He enjoyed the experience of competing at national level, and the team brought home an impressive sixth place finish in the country, a fantastic achievement.
Maddie in Year 4 is performing in a musical this coming weekend. She will be playing Lowell in a show called Legally Blonde Junior and has been working hard all year on learning her lines, dances and routines. Good luck for the shows, Maddie.
Oliver Kay in Year 6 has his football presentation recently for Ramsbottom Raiders. This year they had a new technical award and Oliver won the trophy for this. We are super proud of him. Well done, Oliver. And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We hope you have enjoyed it as much as we have. A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and of course, you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we have been giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last episode, the teaser was this: what can you catch but never throw? The answer was, of course, a cold. Well done if you got it.
We will not be giving you a brain teaser in the last episode before summer holidays, but we hope you can join us in September as we will be adding some new types of challenges for you to think about, so join us then. Make sure to listen out for our first episode when we return in September, which will be coming your way on Friday the 25th of September. We'll have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises.
We'll see you next time on the Lowcroft Primary School Podcast. Bye for now.